Train Trekking.
Hey Sharon, it's Pete again.
Hi.
And so I just talked to Ruben, and he honestly was like, if you wanted to get the whatever they quoted you on, and let's just get this done, and we'll handle it, get it done tomorrow. Do they require a down payment? Like, give me the rundown.
Yeah,
of what they
do.
Told you.
They require the first and the last, mm-hmm. and then that document fee.
Payment. What was the document fee?
Their last time it was $400.
Nice. $400. Perfect. And that was for $796, 23 a month.
Now that one was for a trailer that I bought, and it was right around $16,000.
Okay, so document. Is it a standard document fee, though, or is it change according to the price of the equipment?
I think it's standard.
Okay. So that's what he basically, that's what Ken Coast quoted you, first and last month's payment, document fee of $400, and then it was $796.23 a month.
Yeah, they didn't quote me the document fee. I looked through the last one and seen what I paid.
Oh, okay, they didn't quote you on that. So that was just from previous.
From previous times that I've done it. They call it the first payment. They call it advance payment. Then they have a documentation fee, and then they have a security deposit, which is equal to one payment.
Yeah, that's typical, pretty much across the board in the industry. All right, so for first and last, $796 a month. We'll see if we can get something for you in your hands tomorrow.
Okay.
Perfect.
All right, that'll work.
All right, Sharon, no problem. Yeah, I want to get this done. It's been dragging on for too long.
It's been, what, a week?
Yeah.
And then
it feels like forever.
Yeah, also, I've been calculating, like, how much fuel it's going to take to get the truck home, and the flight ticket. I'm going to have to fly somebody down there to pick it up. You know, things like that.
You're getting it shipped, though, obviously, right? You remember we went over this?
Yeah, I'm going to have a driver fly over there to pick it up.
Oh, and drive it back up to Oregon?
Trip permit, yeah.
Well, see, if I think I remember speaking with the vendor, the heavy train, something like that, and he was saying heavy truck salvage. He's saying that if you drive it off the lot there, then you got to pay the taxes in Arizona. But if you had it delivered, you know, it would be through for Oregon.
I wonder what he exactly means by that. Because if you get a trip permit, from what I heard, if he would do a 3-month to where you could drive it for 3 months if we paid the tax. If we towed it off, we wouldn't have to pay the tax. So
yeah, that's pretty much
what
it.
The difference would be if I had somebody get a trip permit through Oregon to pick it up. You know what I mean? If I go to Oregon Department of Transportation, they can issue a trip permit to drive it home. So I don't understand.
I don't know. I'd call him and get the updated information on that. I think that's what he told me, that if, you know, I still need to get another invoice from him without the without the tax in there, if that's going to be the case.
Otherwise, I could get the trip permit and have a tow truck just tow it, what, a mile down the road, and then use my trip permit to get it home.
Because
calculations, his tax, geez, I could have it registered for a whole year for what his tax is. You know what I mean?
Oh, exactly.
So that would be stupid to pay the tax.
Yeah, I'm looking at the tax on the quote would be $1,773, so $1,700. But I do remember calling and requesting another quote from him without the tax written on there, and I don't know where that is. I thought I had it saved in my files. Let me double check. It's, I know the whole logistics with the tax thing is always a, yeah, see, you know, I do have a second invoice here without the tax on there, and it would be it'd have to be shipped. Call him and figure. Yeah, that's I'm not up to date on the whole logistical process of getting, you know, with the taxes and everything with a vehicle, because like you said, like, what's to stop you from, yeah, you know, towing it? I think he basically said if you drive it off of the lot, you have to pay taxes in the state where it's bought. But if it's shipped, like, say, like a piece of, like, not even equipment, like it's shipped like a good or, you know, product, then, like, it's basically like you're ordering something online. In that case, you'd pay your state tax, which for you is nothing, which is nice. Exactly. So I would go clarify that with heavy truck, just because you know, exactly, I don't know the 100% the logistics, like, up to speed with all that, but just briefly go over that with him and see what's going to make the most sense, because, you know, I have dealt with this before where, you know, with the tax thing, and sometimes it, for you, it definitely is going to make sense because Oregon has the zero sales tax. But, you know, other times it's like, is it going to cost more to have it shipped versus what you're going to save on tax benefits or breaks? Or, and, you know, at the end of the day, a lot of time it does, it just evens out. But you have a pretty atypical case.
Yeah. Well, let me find out 100% on that. And while I'm doing that, if you want to work on whether you can do the $796.23 for 3 year.
Yeah, of course. Could you give me a ring as soon as you find out, though, because that is kind of prevalent to drafting up the documents, if we have to include the tax in there or not? You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
That's why I had to get a second invoice from him. So as soon as you find out, just give me a ring or just shoot me an email, whatever's easier. Just let me know what documents to draft. And I'll shoot you an email. I need a driver's license and a voided check to just draft documents.
Okay.
Perfect. Well, thank you, Sharon. I'll keep in touch.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. No problem. We'll get this finished.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.